KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 41 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa news, two people were arrested on separate charges Monday night in Montgomery County. At around 10:15 p.m., deputies arrested 27-year-old Jeremy Todd Palmer of Elliott for possession of drug paraphernalia. Palmer was cited at the scene of his traffic stop and then released from custody. And at around 11:20 p.m., 19-year-old Marcus Joshua Bothwell of Griswold was pulled over on Highway 48 at mile marker 33 in Montgomery County. Bothwell was subsequently cited for possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also released at the scene. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department said late Monday evening that they were notified at around 2 p.m. Monday a student had threatened to bring a weapon to the Lewis Central High School. The student had expressed his disdain for the school and then made the threat, which was overheard by a staff member who immediately reported the incident to school administration. The student's name was not released. Lewis Central administrators contacted police regarding the threat. An investigation into the incident was started immediately. The student's family was contacted and they are cooperating with the ongoing investigation. Charges are pending at this time. Officials say that while they do not believe the threats made by the student are credible, officers will be present at Lewis Central today. Authorities say anyone who hears or sees another person making threats to shoot up a school or other location should immediately report the event to someone in authority. Notification of law enforcement is paramount in stopping these types of events before they become tragedies. Officials said also the Council Bluffs Police Department takes any threat to shoot up a school or other location very seriously, and they aggressively investigate each one of the claims and work with prosecutors to charge those responsible. Well, members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet this afternoon at the high school media room for collective bargaining sessions and a special meeting that includes a resignation. The meeting begins at 4 o'clock with the Certified Staff Collective Bargaining Unit, Atlantic Education Association's proposals. The unit will present its initial contract proposal for the 2018-19 school year, and the Board of Education will present its initial proposal. Afterward, the Employees Association will present the non-certified staff bargaining unit proposals, and the Board of Ed will present theirs. Both sessions are open to the public. During the special meeting, the Board of Education will discuss upcoming dates, including the end of the third quarter as March 2nd, March regular board meeting dates set for March 14th, and spring break March 19th through the 23rd. Other discussion items include IASB updated board policies and 400 series board policies. The action item on their agenda includes a resignation, which is most likely related to the hiring of Matt Alexander by the Otebold Arthur BCIG School Board. They're expected to meet today at noon. The Panorama Community School District is hosting an adult career fair on Thursday, March the 8th, from 4 until 7 p.m. at the high school varsity gym in Panora. Students will be participating in the event that afternoon, and then it's open to the public from 4 until 7 p.m. Officials say that if you or anyone you know is looking for a local employment opportunity, organizers say that'll be a great resource. If you're a business owner or manager with current job openings, part-time, full-time, or seasonal, coming available and would like a booth at the career fair at no cost, you can register by clicking on the link provided on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And the event is sponsored by Iowa Works of Carroll, Midwest Partnership of Stewart, and the Panorama Community Schools. If you'd like to learn more, check out the Midwest Partnership website link, also found under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And Republicans in the Iowa Senate have given final legislative approval to a 1% increase per pupil state support of public schools in the next academic year. It amounts to an increase of about $32 million. Due to declining enrollment, not all districts will get more money. Some schools will be forced to cut budgets. Another bill approved by the Senate last night provides 140 districts with more state money to cover transportation costs. Senator Rob Hogue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, ridiculed Senate Republicans for abandoning their long-term plan and embracing the House Republicans' one-year proposal.
A measly little injection of money. I think that is pathetic.
Senator Amy Sinclair, a Republican from Allerton, responded.
I would much rather have this be a long-term solution. But let me tell you, Senator Hogue, $14 million is not nothing.
Legislators say they hope to address school transportation costs and the glitch in the per pupil formula that distributes general state funding for schools next year. In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Brammer, age 89, of Padora, died Wednesday in Guthrie Center. A funeral mass for Dorothy Brammer will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Padora. Twig Funeral Home in Padora has arrangements. Robert Buck, age 94, of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Buck will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Marianne Weddle, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Marianne Weddle will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ken Knudsen, age 97, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Ken Knudsen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Cynthia Patterson, age 68, of Des Moines, died February 22nd at her home. Memorial services for Cynthia Patterson will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Nancy Brahman, age 77, of Omaha, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Nancy Brahman will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jeanette Clayton, age 81, of Walnut, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jeanette Clayton will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And D. Robert Kruger, age 97, of Panora, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for D. Robert Kruger will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Panora Church of the Brethren. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Brett Black, age 60, of Fremont, Nebraska, and formerly of Exira, died February 22nd. Cremation has taken place per his wishes, and for Brett Black, a celebration of life graveside service will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.